For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's July 15th, and we have a very interesting lady with us today, Nina Furstenall.
Yes.
I pronounced
yes,
it right?
Nina did.
Furstenall, good to have you here. Nina has written, actually, you've written two books.
Yes.
With the one that is out now and one coming out in the fall.
Right.
The one I have in my hands is from Missouri, Savor Missouri River Hill Country Food and Wine.
Yes.
Now, tell me about this book.
It's a book that celebrates Missouri foodways, winemakers, cheesemakers, produce people, people who make the flavors of the state. And
why and how did you decide to write this book?
I like food.
We all do.
I feel like the ways this state and many other regions are settled with. What we passed from those early settlers to today has been the foodways. So you learn a lot about our culture and a lot about the people of the state, as well as the taste and flavor of traditional
yeah.
foods.
Now you have quite a varied cultural background
yes.
there. You were born in Bangkok?
Bangkok, mm-hmm.
You were born in Bangkok. You traveled where?
Well, my family is from India, northern India. I was born in Thailand, and then my family came to the U.S. when I was a child, very small child. So I grew up in Kansas.
Born in Bangkok, Thailand, grew up in Kansas.
Yes. And what a interesting perspective that gives you.
Yes.
Because
there's a big difference in food there between Kansas and Thailand.
Or northern India, so for sure. But I guess when you grow up outside of maybe the culture your family was from, you notice that the boundaries where cultures meet,
mm-hmm.
and almost always it's over food. And to me, that became a place to explore. I just really enjoy writing about culture, and one of the best lenses to learn about culture is food.
Mm-hmm.
When I went out to do this book, I was in search of the regional tastes and flavors of Missouri. And I've certainly found those, and I think anyone who goes out to any of these places would be thrilled with what they find that way.
So,
but what I really found was how interesting the people were. And we really grow some fascinating people here in Missouri.
I like the way you say that. We grow fascinating people here.
And it's worth a visit.
Yeah. So every recipe that you have here in this book is from a region of Missouri.
It's from that particular farmer or winemaker or cheesemaker or produce or sausage maker. It's intended to be sort of, here's my a favorite recipe. Please try it. Please come and visit me.
Is there one in particular that really sticks out and grabs you?
Oh, my goodness.
That was an unfair question.
It's an unfair question, but since you have that page open, I will say this is delicious. It's a goat cheese and caramelized onion pizza.
Goat cheese and caramelized onion pizza.
And it's made by the Beji Farms. This couple is amazing.
And where are they?
They're outside of St. Genevieve in St. Genevieve County.
Uh-huh.
And they make cheeses that are win international awards. They're just fabulous.
And no, okay, I'm just opening the book to different pages. Mm-hmm. Rosebed Inn. What does that mean?
They're a bed and breakfast, but they make dinners on with reservations. James, there pictured here, is the chef, and he's very creative with foods and has just a story to tell behind every recipe.
So some of the recipes are from them, right?
All of the recipes are from the people.
Okay, then I'm looking here, Mount Pleasant Winery.
Yes, and that's one of our celebrated wineries here in the state. I think that it's got it. It also includes a recipe using some of their wines, but it's probably the story of the winery that's as interesting as anything else.
Is Bouchon in here?
It's not the region. This book is centers on the eastern side of the state. It's the Merrimack River, the Mississippi River, and the Missouri, excluding St. Louis. My hope was to draw people out into our more rural communities to sort of support the people that make these.
That's nice. Foods. Oh, and then I open here to the country pastry shop.
You picked a good one because the Setterwalls, Howard and Velma, have been baking for 50 years. They know those recipes by heart. When I went to visit them, they both had two lumps of dough in each hand, and they both were kneading and talking
at the same time.
And not having a problem.
Yeah. So all the recipes, how many recipes
there's
are in
50
here?
Plus recipes, and there's about 73 feature stories.
That's amazing. So. And it's a very, it's just a, really a pretty book.
Thank you.
It's a pretty
Thank
book. 50 some odd recipes and what?
73 feature stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
If people would like to pick this book up, where is it available?
You can get it at the Boone County Historical Society in Columbia, Tallulah's in Columbia, Barnes & Noble. You can go online to all of the booksellers you're familiar with.
Right.
The publisher is Acclaim Publishing, so it's acclaim.com.
But the best place, get it locally.
Get it locally.
Boone County Historical Society. And you were one of their Saturday morning.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Book authors. Now, tell me about the book that you have coming out this fall.
It's called Biting Through the Skin, An Indian Kitchen in America's Heartland. And it's a family story, like many families are. I feel like many families are pockets of culture within a larger landscape. And many times, or most times, people pass their traditions through their foods. And for me, because I grew up in Kansas, as part of a Northern Indian family, food was the way I found out about my homeland, my family's homeland. So it became more weighted to me. And so there's family recipes in there. It's a narrative. It's about growing up in the Midwest with a different background.
See, and I know exactly what you're talking about because all of my family is from Sicily.
Yes.
And food always played a very, very important part.
Absolutely.
In our life.
Absolutely.
The holidays, dinner time, we all ate dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't sit in front of the television and eat dinner or take a plate and go into the room. We waited till my father came home. We all sat down at the table, said grace, and ate dinner together. Yeah. And I think that's the way it was with many of these families.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nina, thank you so much for coming by. It's
thank
a pleasure.
You. I appreciate
pleasure
it.
Meeting you, and I do hope that you will come back again.
Thank you so
the
much.
The book is called Savor Missouri River Hill Country Food and Wine, and you can get it at the Boone County Historical Society.
Thank you.
Nina Furstenall.
Furstenall.
I'm so glad I got your name right.
Thanks, Paul.
See, we're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Val Gurman will be on Central Missouri Astronomical Association. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. To listen to this program again or watch it and sign up for a free podcast or podcast, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends, and we'll send it to you free. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Tell me something you'd like to hear or see, and we'll do it. Bye-bye.